his son. Glory to God. The writer of Luke, when you look at 1 to 22, when he talks of God's Jesus Christ's baptism, I'm going to read it. He says, when all the people, Luke 3, 21 verse 22, when all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too, and as he was praying, heaven was open, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in a bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, you are my son whom I love, with you I am well pleased. Glory to God. This gives an indication how much God is pleased in his son Jesus Christ. Jesus is nobody, is nothing but the son of God. There is no argument about it. And the writer is making it clear that the Lord Jesus is truly the son of God. God himself has declared by his own word that this is my son in whom I'm much pleased. He is not pleased in any other person, but who? Jesus Christ. If the Father is saying, this is whom I choose to be pleased in, then who else? What else can we do? There is no argument about it. Jesus is a supreme one. And the Father himself gives him that right to be his right order. The way that he likes things to go is through Jesus Christ. Now, when you look at the next point, he says, I've put here Jesus, the Son who inherits all things. The writer says, He is the appointed heir of all things. We very much understand also that the Jewish culture they believed in making their firstborn sons the heir of their greatest inheritance. So you will find that a father would want to have a son for the first time because they want them to inherit the better part of their inheritance. And you see this in the story of Esau and his brother Jacob, where Esau, for his anger's sake, sold his birthright for a lentil soup. I can't get my head around that. For a lentil soup, Jacob became the heir of God's greatness through his father because his brother gave it to him rightly. So you see in the culture that this, by putting it like this, he's telling the writers that, you see, let's take it this way. If Jesus wasn't anybody special, him being the son of God alone, God has also chosen that he will inherit everything that belongs to God. Awesome, right? He's chosen that we everything that belongs to God is inherited by Jesus Christ. So he's trying to tell them that apart from Jesus being the son, he's also going to inherit us. He is the one that inherits everything that belongs to God. Awesome. So we are inherited by Jesus. We belong to him. We belong to Jesus. We belong to Jesus. This son is not a mere messenger, but all of creation belongs to him. Jesus. All of creation belongs to him. Christians must learn from our Lord Jesus. You see, Jesus being the inheritance of God, came to this earth and humbled himself. Submitted. Imagine if I walked on this earth and I knew that everything that belongs to my father belonged to me and he is the creator of all things, I don't know the pomp that would have come into me. But Jesus humbled himself. Jesus humbled himself to be treated by the people that he himself created to abuse him, to challenge his thinking, to think that they are better than him. He submitted himself to them like that. He humbled himself to the Father, even on earth. He didn't come to claim that this is mine and start fighting for that which rightfully belongs, even though it was his. He didn't come to claim his authority upon us. when you look at the story of the rich man and his son, the prodigal son, the younger one felt a pump in himself. Give me everything now. Let me go away. But Jesus came to earth and he did not want everything now. He wanted to go through the process. He humbled himself. And now look at what Jesus says in Luke chapter 2, 49, when he got lost as a young boy in the temple and his parents were looking at him. They come and say to him, now listen, Luke 2, 49. And he said to them, why do you seek me? Do you not know that I must be about my father's business? This is Jesus, the young boy. He came to this earth, humbling himself to inheriting everything that belongs to his father. And he's on this earth about his father's business. He wasn't going to waste his time on unnecessary things. He wasn't going to pay attention to that which would take him off his purpose. But he was focused. He was driven by his father's business. Now, this should tell us something. Our Lord, that was a herald, came to humble himself. We children of God need to learn from him. We need to learn to be humble. We need to learn to be humble. And in seeking to honor him, in seeking to live for him, we even have to make being about our father's business our priority. Many of us are driven away by ambitions and purposes that does not honor our father. But look at our Lord Jesus. He humbled himself. Why the things that we are running about here on this earth, what is the reason for them? Why do we want the things we want? What are we looking for? Our Lord humbled himself. And he was about his father's business. Those of you serving here, be about your father's business. Don't look at what a board member will say. Don't look at what a pastor will say. Don't work for people to see that you are serving God. Work because you love your Lord and you are about his business. Be humble in serving God. Be humble in doing his work. And he who is God that sees the things of the secret, he will honor you. And you see, when I talk about humility here, I'm also talking to those of us who might think there is no senior pastor here. So this is the time to claim authority in the space that is here. No. No. We need to be humble. We need to know our place. Let us not press for that which has not been given to us by God. Don't go after that which is not yours. Don't touch it. Don't have conversations about it. It won't profit you. It is not about your father's business, so don't be busy with it. Don't waste your time. Because as you waste your time doing your own things and seeking your own purpose, you are falling out of the father's covering. Jesus understood this. In whom I'm much pleased. Would the father say to you, I'm pleased with you? Would the father say to me, I'm pleased with you, my son? This should be a question that should remain with us. And if you're here and you don't see yourself serving God in any way, this is the time to reflect on your life. Am I about my father's business? When you go out to your workplace, when you're working in the community, whatever you are doing, ask yourself, am I about my father's business? The way I treat people, does this show I'm a humble person? The way I live, the things I do at my workplace, is it a sign of humility? I'm about my father's business. Jeremiah said the same. When people came to come in, he said, you know, I don't have time for this. He was up there on the wall working, and they came. Oh, Nehemiah said the same. Look, go and tell them I'm busy here. Be busy seeking your father's will and pursuing that. I'm too busy serving my father. I'm too busy honoring my father. I'm too busy living for my father. I'm too busy being a holy child. Go away with your waste of time. Certain people, you're supposed to stop chatting with them. The conversation does not profit you. You're on the phone for hours. You're on the phone for hours, and the person is not blessing you in any way. The person is not encouraging you in any way. And the whole time you're chatting, you feel like you are useless. You know you are gossiping probably. You are slandering. You are entertaining gossip and all that. It is not about my father's business. The promotion I'm looking for. If I'm not going about it the right way, if God has not said this is your position and you are seeking for it with all your might, doing everything else to cut people down so that you get there, it's not about your father's business. It's not about. So look at the next point, verse 2. Jesus, the creator of all things, the writer again says in the verse 2, and through whom also he made the universe. Glory to God. Through whom also he made the universe. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and it became flesh and dwelt among men. In the beginning, Genesis says, God said, and there was. And the Father said, let there be light. And there was light. Let there be this, and there was. Let the sea be separated from the land, and there was. He is the creating agent of the universe. Look at John 1:3. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. Look at Colossians 1:16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. Awesome. Look at this passage. You see, when you read this passage, you should understand, don't fear any demon on this earth. Don't fear any authority. Don't fear any power. It is so clear. Jesus has control over these things. Principalities, powers, and authorities, Jesus has control over all of them. He literally created them. In the beginning, he did not create the demons. He didn't create demons. He created angels, holy angels, to worship God. And they, by their own evil, turned the good. They followed Satan. Read Isaiah 15. Ezekiel 28 also talks about it. Read it. But back to my point here. Jesus is the creator of all things. You see, these verses affirm Jesus as the Father's agent in the creation process. He's the agent. So when God said, let there be this, he made sure it came into being. Because he is the Word. He made sure. In 1 Corinthians 8:6, the Apostle Paul says, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom all are all things, and we from him, the one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are the things and through whom we live. So you see, Paul affirms the Father as the source of all things, and Jesus as the creating agent here. That should give us some rejoicing. You know, this should encourage all Christians. Jesus is truly the real deal. Jesus can create things. Come on. Jesus is creating. I like wearing nice clothes, and I have a friend that sews clothes. So because of that, I mean, I'm not saying I'm relating with him because he can sew me nice things. No. But the point is, when I need nice things to wear, I go to her. Do you get the point? She can sew and cut my suit down for me and all that. So we have a good relationship. Look at this. Your life that you are living, you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible is making it clear that he created all things. What is your worry? What are you concerned about? West Hudson, you don't have a senior pastor. Don't be concerned about that. You see, if there was no human being on this earth that can pastor you, God will still call a human being into place for you. Get this. If you are young, you are looking for a husband, and there is no human being on this earth that can marry you, God can create a husband for you. A man, you are looking for a job, there is no job on this earth, God can create an opportunity for you. Jesus is the word. So whatever you are looking for, because you have accepted him, he is the supreme one, he is the creation agent of God, everything can be created for you. Every position can be made available for you. He is the one that is in charge of all the principalities, the authorities. You see, the leadership, the controls, everything can be made for you. So Jesus is really the real deal. So as a church, you are looking for a senior pastor. You are looking for things to do in this community. You are looking for how to live your life as an individual. Lord Jesus is whom you need to call upon. It is him you need to surrender to. It is him you need to humble yourself to. It is him you need to need more than anything else. I need thee every day. You need to need him. He's the real deal. He's not just inheriting us. No, he created us. Everything belongs to him. You're looking for a new house. Oh, my days. Don't waste your time on listening to real estate agents. Be seeking your father. Lord, is my property out there for me? Don't let real estate agent give you an appointment that takes you out of God's purpose for you. No. Is today the right time to go out? Real estate will send you so many homes. You look and say, Lord, is any of this mine? Should I go and waste my time on these things? Children of God, Jesus is everything. I don't have the money, but I need to pay my bills. All things were created by him. What are we looking for? What are we busy doing? This should make you rejoice. Don't walk about on this earth intimidated. Don't walk about on this earth in fear. Don't walk about on this earth as if there's nothing for you, or you have no purpose, or you have nobody to talk for you. No! You are dealing, you relate to the Lord Jesus Christ. You relate to the Lord Jesus Christ. You should be the most comfortable person on this earth, the most boldest person on this earth, the most joyful person on this earth, the most happiest person. When people look at you, they should ask you, do you have problems in your life? My Jesus has got me. My Jesus has me. Whatever letter you get, oh, my Jesus has this. Whatever they tell you at work, oh, my Jesus will handle it. And when the doctor tells you the story that he wants to give you, you say, oh, my Jesus will heal me. Jesus will heal me. As a young man, when I was in the theological seminary in London, I when I walked and I felt tired. What's happening to me? So I went to doctor. Doctor checked me, he didn't see anything. So he took me for specialist check. They went to do scans and everything. So they called me again. I went. The doctor said, you have kidney issue. I said, what? Kidney issue. What? Kidney. I was like, what? Kidney? Oh my days. Jesus has this. When I said he smiled, I bet he was thinking, this stupid guy. You're going to die and you're talking about Jesus. I stood comfortably. Jesus has this. And he told me plenty things in 2 weeks. I have to go and do another test. All this overwhelming, suddenly, all this overwhelming news. So when I came out, I called my brother-in-law. He's an evangelist. And he said to me, Papa, don't worry. Let's keep praying. Next 2 weeks, you go and do the test. We'll see what will happen. We prayed and we believe God. And I went to do the test. It got to the doctor. I went again. He said, oh, your kidney is really nice. It's functioning well. I said, I serve a living God. You thought I was joking. I serve a living God. Serve a living God. Jesus has you. He is supreme. He is the creating power of God. He is the word of God. You are confused. You are confused. You don't know what to do. Just ask. Let he that lack wisdom, let him ask and it shall be given. My Lord Jesus, this confusion is not from you. The word of God says, I have not given you a spirit of fear. So you declare, my Lord Jesus, I'm worried about this. What should I do? And he will guide you. He will lead you. Sometimes we speak and we want to move. But he's creating. So we sometimes have to be patient with him and watch him create. He makes all things beautiful in his time. In God's time, when the creation that he's creating in your life is finished, it will be so marvelous, so awesome. You don't know why you're going through this transitional period. God has spoken and it is forming. It is taking shape. Be patient. Trust him. Depend on him. Look up to him and you will see some years to come. You'll be like, now we understand. Now you will not. If we belong to Jesus, then he can cure us of all illnesses. He created us. The lung issue, the tumor issue, the cancer, and all that. He can re-transform the body. Can give you fresh body, fresh lungs. He can take out that which he didn't put there. That tumor that is building up. He can take it out. Trust him. Trust him. So let's look at the next point. Jesus radiates God's glory. Verse 3. The sun is the radiance of God. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being. Exact representation of his being. Colossians 2:9 says, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. Wow. All the fullness of God's deity lives in Jesus' body. Man, sometimes I say to myself, if I were only born in the times when Jesus was walking on this earth, I would have had this relationship with Jesus personally. But you see, he's gone away. His work on this earth is gone, but he's still present amongst us through the Holy Spirit. I see Jesus every time in all situations. I see him. By this verse, in other words, God's very substance, his divine being, is embodied in Jesus. This is why Jesus could say in John 14:9 that anyone that has seen me has seen the Father. Can you get it? Jesus is the Word of God who became flesh and lived among human beings. Jesus spoke of him saying in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory to God. We have seen God's glory in Jesus. Some of us are going on too much, seeking, I want to see God, I want to see. No. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. God is all over the Bible. Jesus came to this earth as the pure replica of God. If you know Jesus, you know God. Jesus himself said, I and the Father are one. Why are we so busy seeking God through other religions? I'm a six year. I'm this. We are seeking for God through all means, through trees. And the word of God is clear. The Creator himself has chosen to reveal himself through the Lord Jesus Christ. He carries the glory and the power of God. When you read the Bible, everywhere Jesus went, there was transformation. He changed the atmosphere. Jesus walked on water. All the elements of life could not control him. He was in full control and authority. Power belonged to him. When he spoke, things came to pass. He carried glory. Peter, a riffraff guy, a fisherman, comes, he has an encounter with Jesus. And Jesus tells him, cast the net here. And Peter says, I am an expert in fishing. I have gone out fishing. I didn't get any fish. But at your word, he respected Jesus even from the first moment. But at your word, Jesus carried a certain presence that made Peter think, hold on, this guy, I can't mess around with him and be rude and be arrogant and behave any way towards him. But we children of God still act rudely to God. We act arrogantly. The word of God is saying this. We don't want to hear that because we have what we want to hear. And yet still we want to see the glory of God. You come to the house of God when there's praise and worship going on. We are seeking the presence of God. We are seeking the supreme word of God. Awesome. But yet still in our hearts, there are things going on which are not right with God. How do you expect to see the glory of God among you? Pride is going on. Jealousy is going on. Arrogance is going on. Bitterness is going on in your heart. And look at the Lord Jesus hanging on the cross and still making intercession for the people who are abusing him. And we hold things against people. He did this to me, and I hate. Pastors try to even talk you out of it, and you are standing on your ground. You want to see the glory of God? It's in the Bible. On the Mount of Transfiguration, while he was praying, his disciples saw him transform into light. Peter saw it and said, no, Lord, let's not go down. Let's build three. Oh, Peter. Let's build three tents here. One for you, one for Moses. He was away. He couldn't get his head around it. And they were following this man. We read these things now, but yet still, we are looking for God in other places. I know Christians who cannot take God at his word. We would rather believe what some six-year would tell us, some voodoo person would tell us. We fear demons more than anything else, children of God. We have stopped praying. We don't pray anymore. We try to use our brain, our thinking, in planning the world. And even in the house of God, we try to do this. Meanwhile, he is the clear glory of God. If we obeyed his word and we followed his statutes and we did the things he was doing, we would have been honoring God. Can you imagine this? Everything Jesus did, before Jesus started doing these things, the Father had already said, and I've touched on it, that by him he's much pleased. So I'm telling you, whatever Jesus does, whether it is in the Bible or not, so long as Jesus does it, that is the order. Every new thing Jesus does is the order. It is not by the prophets. No. All the prophets testified that he was coming. And he came and he walked on this earth carrying the clear image of God. The centurion, after Jesus was crucified on the cross, he sat on his horse and he saw Jesus hanging there. And he said, indeed, this is really the Son of God. The Son of God. Whatever glory you are looking for, whatever honor you are looking for, Jesus carries it. Learn to relate with him. Learn to draw closer to him, and at his name, you will get to higher places. You will fulfill your purpose. You will do everything he has called you to do. Your ways will honor God. And if God takes delight in you, your end will not only be on this earth, it will be eternal glory. Now look at the next point. Jesus is powerful. The verse 3. By his powerful words, the writer says, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Glory to God. As God, Jesus holds the universe together. God said in Genesis 1, and the universe came into being. He rather upholds and directs the world to its divinely ordained destiny. So whatever, you see, God is the Father of all fathers. He is the supreme architect. So God wants to do this, and Jesus makes sure it's done. So Jesus is the champion of all the angels. So can you imagine? You are here praying, Lord, give us this city. Lord, give us this city. And some demon controlling this city. All Jesus has to do. Hey, where is the lowest angel here? He won't even send the most strongest angel. The lowest angel from heaven will just come and deal with that demon controlling affairs in this community. And before you realize, the word of God is moving forward. You see, in every environment, there are principalities that controls. You remember the story of Daniel, chapter 3. The man of God prayed for something, and the very first day it was released. But wow, the angel was bringing it. A demonic entity hijacked him. They were fighting for 21 days. Can you imagine this? 21 days. And a stronger angel had to be dispatched to come and fight that angel, for the angel to bring the word. And he said he was going back to go and continue the battle. Children of God, Jesus is the most powerful person you could ever think about. His name is lifted above all names. He himself says that at the mention of my name, they that believe in me, at the mention of my name, they shall cast out what? Demons. They shall lay their hands on the sick and they shall be healed. What are you looking for? You are serving a supreme power, an authority. He carries authority. God has chosen it to be this way because he earned it rightfully. He earned it. He came to die to connect us to the Father. and by being faithful to his father has chosen to exalt his name more than every other name. So when you go to heaven, his name is the greatest name. His name is the greatest name. And so when we mention his name here on this earth, things happen. Situations change. All power belongs to him. All authority belongs to him. Glory to God. Jesus is the Savior. Verse 3. After he had provided purification for sin. See? After he has provided purification for sin. This is a major theme in Hebrews. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross as the ultimate Lamb of God to pay for our sins has provided forgiveness for our sin that is permanent and leads us into the very presence of God. I'm not coming to God by the name of Muhammad, no. I'm not coming by Buddha, no. I'm not coming by my wife, Juni, no. My father's name does not take me to God, no. It is by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Him dying on the Calvary cross and resurrecting. He is now in heaven, sitting on the right hand side of the Father, making intercession. He is now our high priest. So see it this way, we don't have a senior pastor, but we have a high priest. So everything here can go on as the high priest wants it to go. You just have to be patient, continue in praying, continue in seeking him, and the board work with the district and you will get your pastor. The high priest is making intercession for you. You see, this should cause us to have the freeness to confess our sins. Confess your sins. Talk to him about your sins. Repent of them. Don't desire to do them. And ask him for the grace and the strength to live for him. You are here, you are battling with a particular sin. You can ask for forgiveness and he will give you the strength. You remember I said all power belongs to him. He will give you the bodily strength through the Holy Spirit to go on living the life that is free of sin. I've already mentioned that he is our high priest. So by virtue of these few points that I've raised with you, you can see that Jesus is indeed the real deal. He is everything. He is everything. So when you're coming, that name Jesus should be everything to you. Everything you're going through, wherever you are, whether you have it or you don't have it, Jesus is it all. See, when you hear the word Jesus, you should hear it. That's it. I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have anybody to look up to. I can't survive without you, Lord Jesus. That should be your attitude to him. And by this, you should humble yourself. You should surrender your all to him. You should allow him to lead you. Go through the word of God. Study the word of God. Know him personally. Relate with him intimately. Love him. He is worthy of your love. He is worthy of your praise. Even angels worship him. So when you worship him here on this earth, it matters the most. Do these things and you will see how flourishing your life will be. You might not have all the riches on this earth, but you'll be the richest human being ever. Children of God, I want to end on this. He's supreme. He's everything. So let the way you relate with him reflect who he is. And if you do it right, the Father will be pleased with you. He is God's way to be pleased. Yeah? So let us do it right. Let's pray. Let's pray. Talk to him. Talk to him before I pray. is everything. He's supreme. How have you been relating with him? Glory. If there are things you need to repent of, you can do that. If you've undermined him and his authority, you can repent. If you yourself, as a child of God, you've not been living a life that brings glory to God, you can talk to him. He is your high priest. He is making intercession for you. If you haven't been looking at him in this world, now you can reconnect to him and start looking at him in all situations. And worship him. Be proud in worshiping him. Be confident in worshiping him. Be bold in worshiping him. Be humble to him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord Jesus. See, in this modern day, we hardly hear of Jesus. You switch your TV on, you hear all other names, but the name that is above all names, Jesus. So somehow, we live in a world that seems to be under the control of other things. But our Lord Jesus is still in control. He's still the Lord of Lords. He's still the great I am. He's still our sustenance. He's still the bread of life. He's still the door, the way. He's still the resurrection and the life. He's still our creator. So turn to him. Yield to him. Surrender to him. Give into his hands what you are holding on to, so dear to your heart, that is controlling you. And ask him to be in full charge. Surrender yourself to him. Humble yourself to him. And he will lead you in every way. Whatever is on your heart that you want to achieve for him, he will give you the strength and he will give you the power and authority to do this. Surrender to him. Worship him. Exalt him. Magnify him. Lord Jesus, we bless you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We want to say we are sorry for the times we refused to look at you for who you are. Sorry that we've become insensitive to your supremeness. And we ask for forgiveness on behalf of our world, our communities, our mothers and our fathers, our children, our youth. Lord Jesus, forgive us. And we pray that you should have your way in our life. You be the God you are in us. Be who you want to be amongst us. Oh Lord Jesus, you be in full charge and authority in the affairs of West Hudson Church. You should control affairs here. You should be the Lord you are. You should speak in the life of your people. You should take authority. You should defend them and protect them. Lord, you should give them the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding they need to live for you. Deliver them from their evil ways, O Lord. Deliver us from our evil ways. Set us free from any yoke that is not of you. Set us free from any burden that is not of you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, let any yoke in this room that is not of God be broken in Jesus' name.
be released from your strongholds. Let any chain that is holding anybody here be broken in the name of our Lord Jesus. By the blood, let there be redemption in this house. Let there be restoration in this house. Let there be a new beginning in this house. A new thing, I declare, by the blood of our Lord Jesus. Let any power that is seeking to operate and to take affairs into its hand in this house be dealt with in the name of our Lord Jesus. Spirit of our living God, we commit the leadership of this church into your holy hands. May they be influenced by you. May they be led by you. May they be guided by you. May they be strengthened by you. May they be influenced. And let any voice that is seeking to speak into their life be made mute in the name of our Lord Jesus. Spirit of our Lord Jesus, we pray you rain, fresh rain. You will equip the people here. You will strengthen them, set them free from any spirit of tiredness and fatigueness, that they may run the race in holiness, in purity, in the name of our Lord Jesus. Spirit of our living God, take authority. Take authority. Take authority and deal with any broken heart in this place. Let any bad news that was orchestrated by the kingdom of darkness for any individual here be cancelled in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let any word that has been said to any individual here that has frustrated you, that has crippled you, that has made you inactive for the Lord be dealt with in the name of our Lord Jesus. I pray a person and I pray a pageant in the house that by the blood you might be cleansed. And we pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus that these doors will be shut to any entity that will seek to enter. And that in this time that there is no senior pastor, no arrogant attitude, no spiritual entity will operate in this church. Father, we bless you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We lift you up high. We declare you are holy. We declare you will sustain Hudson, West Hudson Church. Father, we bless you. We thank you for that which you have accomplished for us. Lord Jesus, we humble ourselves to you. Have your way in our homes. We commit the marriages here into your holy hands. We commit the relationships here into your holy hands. We bless you. And we pray in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus for the youth of this church. We pray for the children of this church that none of them will become a victim to the power, to the kingdom, kingdom of darkness, O Lord. None of them will become a victim. We pray and we cover them with the blood of our Lord Jesus. And we declare that they are going out to be blessed, and they are coming in to be blessed in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We declare that any seed that is being sown in their schools that is not of God be crushed in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not give in to any seed that is planted into them that is not of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. We break every yoke in the mighty name of Jesus. We take authority in the name of our Lord Jesus. Spirit of our living God, we bless you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We praise you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for what you are doing amongst us. We bless your holy name. And we declare that the spirit of poverty will not become our portion. We will not be poor spiritually. We will not be poor emotionally. We will not be poor physically. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, let any illness in this room leave in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Let any virus, let any tumor that is growing die in the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, we bless you. We take authority of any spirit of cancer. Be arrested in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Father, we exalt you. We magnify you. We declare you are Lord. So you will have your way in this place. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word that came, and that you continue to remind West Hudson Christian Church that you are with them. May they be encouraged in their dreams. May they be encouraged in every way, in their relations. May they continue to hear your word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Oh Father, thank you. We bless you. We worship you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Amen. The altar is open. If anyone needs any prayer, the intercessory